at Lawrence Widmark.
Local people call me Woody.
It's really obvious he likes baseball. Yeah, I can see that you're a sports fan. Yes. Looking at your attire.
Got my true colors. Oh, they say I wear Halloween colors all the time.
He's covered from head to waist in San Francisco Giants colors and insignias. So it's no surprise that he's been the sports coordinator for the Sitka School District for the past 25 years. What isn't as clear is why he is running for Sitka Tribe of Alaska Tribal Council. That's because last November, Widmark said he was done serving on the council. For good.
People were flabbergasted after 24 years of service that I was done. They would stop on the street and say, "Are you done? Are you kidding me?" I says, "Yeah, I'm done."
2 weeks later, he was back on the council. He was asked to serve 1 year left in a 2-year seat. Now that he's finished out the term, he's finally off the hook. He can move on. But instead, Widmark is putting his name in for another 2 years.
I almost didn't run.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I had like 2 hours to go. And somebody came to me and drove me down, signed up.
So I had the challenge of finding out why, after 20 reluctant years as tribal chair and 4 on the council, Widmark can't seem to walk away.
My grandfather and my father were pretty involved with Alaska Native Brotherhood, Camp Number 1 down the street here. And I grew up under politics, so to speak. That was enough for me.
Having grown up with it, Widmark had no interest in politics, but the tribal community insisted that he run.
I think, to put it, I don't know, bluntly, is when people start believing in you, then you start believing in yourself. People took they took me under their wing.
What do you think they saw in you?
I didn't have an agenda. And I really don't have an agenda. Like I said, if the people, your report card is whether the people vote you in or vote you out.
But Widmark's reluctance to run does not mean he's apathetic about tribal issues.
And as a chair, or the position of the chair or a council, is a privilege.
When reflecting on the decades he's served, he's most proud of the collaboration between the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and the city of Sitka.
It's basically having two governments working together, and that's unheard of in this state.
Widmark says he played a role in getting the original memorandum signed that led the tribe and the city to recognize each other as governing entities in Sitka.
I met with people. I talk over a cup of coffee. Like I said, there are times to be formal and there's times to be informal, and we worked it out informally, and it became formal.
For Widmark, this moment stands out because he felt it sent a message to the state and local lawmakers that this type of collaboration can work. Widmark is also proud that Sitka kept its rural status during his time as tribal chairman, a step Widmark does not take credit for, but for the sake of the community, was thankful to witness.
And I was pretty proud of that moment, too, that having, you know, the chair, the tribe, and the city hand in hand, if you will, to keep Sitka rural. People like to fish. People like to hunt. People like to harvest. Those are important things that this community does.
When I ask him what he might like to accomplish if he were to be reelected, he says he just wants to see the tribe keep doing what it's been doing. That is, to remain sovereign, but continue to collaborate with the city.
You know, that you have to work together. The tribe has to work together. You have to work with other organizations or other federal recognized tribes. You know, 20 years as the chair, and I'd be the first to say you can't do it by yourself.
In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.